60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, it's a nightmare scenario. Stresses us all out.
What?
Stress. Lots of stress from it.
I don't want to talk about it to start my morning.
Stress all over my body. Stress everywhere.
Now I think you like it. I don't know what's going on.
When a friend or a family member grabs your phone, flips through your photos, and accidentally finds a racy pic of you that you either forgot about or you were too lazy to delete.
Oh, man.
It's a painfully awkward experience for everybody involved.
Yeah. Don't ever flip through anyone's photos.
Well, now there's a new app that's supposed to save you from all of that shame and embarrassment.
Oh, really?
It's called Nude.
Yeah,
this sounds like a good thing that people will want to break into, like if you're a hacker.
Yeah, if you have this app on your phone, you're probably a target. Nude scans your phone for photos of your naked body and then automatically stores them in a private vault after deleting them from your camera roll and cloud services.
Oh, that's great. Good idea, guys. Just put them in other places.
Yep. You can only gain access to those photos if you can verify your identity using your device's built-in PIN number.
Oh, wow.
Nude will even use front-facing camera to take a snapshot of anyone who's trying to break into your device so you can identify them later.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So does it store other people's nudes? Like if you
saved
stores whatever.
Yours and the ones you're getting?
Yeah, well.
Just your body.
I don't know. You can probably put photos in there, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Naturally, there are some privacy concerns surrounding the app. Some people are worried that the nude app is scanning all of your sensitive images and uploading them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Probably. But the app developer claims that all the photo analysis and storage happens directly on the device, and it's never sent to another server.
Yeah, sure. That's what they all claim, buddy.
And the guy who started it's like, these people are idiots. I have so many nude pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
it's just some tech dude is like, how can I get as many nude photos as possible?
Whatever, dude. He's just going to pay people to view them later.
The app is available for $1 a month, $10 annually to store images. A small expense for peace of mind and for that dude to keep uploading nudes to his hard drive.
He's making money.
I think it's amazing that we have a bank essentially for nude photos at this point.
Yes, I think we do. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock collar last. And let's see who I got today if I can get my fingers to work and open up the papers. And I got myself again.
Sweet.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Shock collar on while I'm doing that. Jeff, please. Read it.
The average American puts about 600 gallons of gasoline in their car every single year in order to get from place to place. That comes out to around $1,500 you're spending at the pump. But did you know there's one part of your car that costs you 25 cents each year based on the tiny amount of gasoline that it takes to work? Which part of the car is it?
Takes to work.
I don't get it. I don't get what the question. Like, what do you mean?
25 cents of the gasoline that you're spending is used for this part of your car, this one tiny part of your car.
The ignition, maybe?
Well, what if it's something tiny? Like, I don't know anything about cars.
I don't
but
either.
What if it's literally like the starter? Like, you know, when you just start your car?
That's what I mean by ignition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
see,
I mean, a starter.
I know nothing
ignition.
About cars.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thought. And I never know if this is a wives' tale or not, but whenever I'm super low on gas, I'm like, can't run the air conditioner.
Oh, that's smart.
It does take gas. I don't know about newer cars, but used to.
And no, I think it still does. It's probably a lot less than it used to, and maybe that's why she could be right. Like, the AC only takes this.
It's sweltering hot, but I will run out of gas. That's my theory, but I don't know if it's ever actually true.
I just throw it in neutral.
That it takes. Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. What other thing would be?
Because we work in radio, and I hope Jeff, you wouldn't do this. I hope the answer is not running the radio.
Oh,
no,
you...
I've never turned my radio off when I'm low on gas.
Oh,
I don't think that would be it, though.
But it has to be something small. Like, because...
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was your blinkers and that's your excuse for not using your blinkers?
Sorry, officer.
There you go.
Just low on gas. Man. I'm going to go with the ignition.
The remix to ignition or just ignition?
Ooh, the remix to it. That burns more than 25 cents in gas.
New cars, man.
I'll go with ignition.
The average American spends $1,500 a year putting gasoline in their car, but you probably didn't realize that about 25 cents of that fuel is used to power one small but very important part of your vehicle. That's because a tiny amount of gasoline is needed to turn the lights on and off whenever you signal a lane change and use the blinkers on your car.
It's the blinker. Okay, well now... You have an excuse if you get pulled over.
Hey, trying to save 25 cents this year, sir. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, I got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Love Shack by the B-52s before I get shocked. Okay, they got the remote. Okay. The Love Shack is a little old place where we can't get together. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack, baby. Love Shack. Ow! Get to the...
That was a weird rendition.
I got me
song.
A Chrysler. It's as big as a world.
And it's about to
I was hoping for that part to get shocked. Ouch, that hurt. Well. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.